have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself.
Ain't nothing to yourself. Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
To the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself.
Ain't nothing to yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, yeah, you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Nobody tell you you can't when you can. This is Pastor Michelle Wyatt, and welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wyatt. Listen, this is another week that the Lord has blessed us to do great and marvelous things, and we will rejoice and be glad in it because he's worthy to be praised. I want you to know we thank you for tuning in on today. And there are some great things happening in our lives. Come on, I want you to think about all the great things God has done for you and the things that he's yet to do. If you take a moment and just think about how good he's been, you would shout to the rooftop that he's a good God. I don't care what your worst day has been like. He's still good. He's still faithful. He's still God, and he wants to bless each and every one of us. So if you will, we're going to sit back, relax, go over some word, and allow the Lord to speak to us as he would. This is his day. This is his show. This is his doing. So we want to say all of that to you. Listen, we want to greet you in the marvelous name of Jesus. We say hi to every listener. Thank you. Thank you for listening in to our magnificent producer, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, our Elation family, and to all, thank you for joining in. If this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, let me share with you what the Just For You podcast is about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Hallelujah. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what the Just For You podcast is all about. Let us pray. We want God to come in and invoke this space to have his divine will and way show up and show out and to be glorified as only he can. He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and we trust him for everything that he says and he does. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for who you are, for what you've done and what you're about to do. We invite you into this podcast to have your divine will and way to show up and show out, to give us strength, to give us wisdom, to give us peace through your words, that we may take it, apply it to our lives, and live the way you ordain us to live. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. We trust you, we honor you, and we lift you up. We ask, oh God, whatever is on our hearts, our minds, our spirits on today, that you will take care of it. We lift up Dr. Sylvia Hunter, oh God, and all the things that her family may be going through right now. God, we ask you to strengthen them. We ask you to just be God to them, and we will honor you for that. We lift up our own Apostle Beauty. We ask that you bless her and her family and every family that is listening. Meet the need, supply what is needed, give strength, give comfort, give whatever we need on today, and we will thank you forevermore. Forgive us of our sins and give us hearts to forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. On today, we're going to be talking about what's good and what's righteous before God, and we're going to be talking about dealing with the wisdom of knowing we are overcomers, okay? We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. Amen. Again, we are overcomers. So let's talk about the overcoming spirit. We want to talk about how it is important to know that when you go through life, when you go through things, that you are an overcomer. You were born to win. You were born to be all that God created you to be. Let's go to the Word of God and see what it says. On today, we're going to be studying from 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. That's 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Therefore, since through God's mercy, I'm reading from the New International Version. Therefore, since through God's mercy, we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. We're talking about Paul talking in this particular book to the Corinthians. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts, hallelujah, to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. What is he teaching us here before we continue to read? He's teaching us to take the word of God, to understand the background of God, to know how to live. How do we live? We live as examples and as the God that we serve, understanding Jesus is the image of God. He was the man in the flesh on the earth to be able to teach us how to live and what to do. He knows the ways that seem right. He knows the ways that will bless him. But he continues to give us strength. He continues to give us healing. He continues to give us wisdom through his word. The word goes on to say, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not of us. That means that if it's for God and it's not of us, then we know that we have the power that is within us. We thank him for what he's done. I just said at the beginning to really give God the glory for what he's done in your life. Why? Because there's nobody but God that could wake you up this morning. There's nobody but God that can start you on your way. There's nobody but God that can do for you what nobody else can do for you, and we give him all the glory. I hope you're hearing me on this evening. It's important for you to understand that the power of God rests in us. That power is demonstrated in our lives. Have you ever faced a situation that you didn't think you'd make it through but found that his help was there for you? Have you ever walked through something that you thought you wouldn't have the strength to get through it, but yet he strengthened you? Have you ever thought about how powerful and real he is because he never makes a mistake? He loves you. He trusts this word in you will manifest. The relationship value of having him as Lord of Lords and King of Kings is for him to be able to do the most important things we need in our lives. We need him to move. We need him to make a way. We need him to show himself mighty and strong. There is no one like him in our lives. So this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us, which is why I always say all glory to God or glory to his name. It's his glory for his glory. All of those things are important, and we want him to be glorified. Amen. The Bible goes on to teach us we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted but not abandoned, struck down but not destroyed. The Bible says we always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. Did you catch that? That we know Jesus was crucified. The Bible teaches us how he was crucified. And yet his will, his word, his love is set up in such a way that we understand the life of him is still yet in us. When you come in relationship with the Lord, he's a part of your life. You don't just say, yes, Lord, I accept you and I accept your will and feel like he's gone somewhere else. It is up to you to access the power that is given to you through his word. How do you know who Jesus is? How do you understand what his life was about? You read in the word of God. You accept in the word of God that it's true, and everything that we read in the Holy Bible gives us the example that he is who he is, his character, his mindset, his heart for people, his things. As a believer of Jesus Christ and in the family of God, we are to follow his example. We follow what he does. We live the way he says live. We do what he did. Whenever you're questioning, if you're walking in the vein of God, always go back to the Bible. If you never heard Jesus do it, more than likely, you shouldn't. If you've seen that there was a way that he had with people, we are to possess that way. I hear you. I'm not a people's person. I don't like talking. But I want to encourage you to know that whatever we all go through and however we go through it, it is up to God to be able to give us the understanding of how to be committed. The commitment begins with your yes. So let's walk down receiving the Lord as our Lord and Savior. We go to service. We may be watching TV, wherever and however you make the decision to say yes to him. That yes is always a yes that will say, I am committed. That word committed means you're not just saying, oh, like you tell somebody, I love you. But love is an action word. Love shows who you are and how you move. Love does what is necessary to be done so that it is an example for others. If I said I love my husband, but I never showed him, I just kept saying, I love you, but I never was affectionate with him. I'm never empowering him. I'm never helping him, strengthening him, or doing the things that I need to do for him in his life. Then do I really love him? Is love just a word we say so casually that people have gotten to the place that it's used so easily that nobody does what they need to do because of it? God forbid. It should be our decision and commitment to say yes. And when we say yes, then we live that yes in such a way that God is always glorified. So I want you to take a moment as we are reading this word to evaluate where you are with the Lord. Are you in the place where you can say truly from the day you said yes to him, you stayed committed to him, you made sure that he knows you love him, and that everything that he wants for you, it is well? Can you say in your life that it is working for your good, that everything that he ordained for you is working for your good, even in the tough times? Because here in this section, I'm going to go back to 7, it says, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing powers is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, hallelujah, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may be revealed in our body. I love that part there. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake. So that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. Listen, he wants us to live an abundant, healthy, strong, fulfilled life in him. When we come into the body of Christ, he promises us for us to be healed, to be whole, and to be able to serve him, that the body of Christ can be made whole and that we grow. The kingdom of God is to be preached and taught and also lived. So I need you to always remember, whenever you get to a place that you feel like life and hope is gone because you're facing a trial, you're facing something that makes you hurt, or maybe it seems like it's just not going to end, that his word is true. Trouble does not last always. We have a God that we depend on, that we need, that we are calling upon for his glory. Amen. We want him to be glorified. 13, it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with him unto himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. When we give thanksgiving, it should overflow to the glory of God. It should give praise, it should give honor, it should give acknowledgement to his will, that others will know he's alive in you. Remember that scripture, that he yet lives in you when you come into communication and relationship with him. I want to encourage you on today, stop saying yes at the emotion of a song. Stop saying yes because you feel like it's what the church wants or what this person wants or that wants. I want you to become in a place where you make an informed decision. Informed means you have all the knowledge you need to make that decision so that you, like in a contract, are committed to what it says. If you never make a decision based on information, or you make a decision based on emotion, how many of you know when that emotion dies down, you're not going to be able to stay? It's like a marriage and a covenant. When I married my husband, I may have loved him. I may have looked good that day. He may have looked wonderful that day. But at the end of that day, if we didn't put the work in and say, yes, I want to stay married, we would not be married. You have to put the work in your relationship with the Lord. What does that look like? How many times do you pray? Do you think of him only on Sundays? 7 days is a long time. To think of the Lord only for one day when he's giving you seven, it says something about your relationship. Now let's move from praying. How often do you read your word? How often do you read your word? You read your word as often as the word of God would give it to you so that you can succeed and do what he called you to do. All right? You want to be sure, hallelujah, you want to be sure that when you're praying and reading the word, you're getting the knowledge that you need to stay in a community relationship. To stay means that you're not looking to run. Come on, when things get hard, you want to stay right there with him. You want to stay close to him. You want to tell him with thanksgiving how much you appreciate him, that it will overflow, the Bible says, to the glory of God. Let us finish up these scriptures. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Stop. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Stop. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light, hallelujah, and momentary troubles. Let me read that again. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving us for an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. Let me read that one more time. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I need you to be assured today. Once you say yes to the Lord, it is a committed relationship. He never leaves you. He will never forsake you. You may feel alone, but he is always right there. He knows what pain is going to come into your life. He knows what struggles you are going to have. He knows how trouble will rock your world. He understands that things are going to happen in this life. But you must remember, God is always in control. He's always listening. He's always watching. He's always doing what his word says. So when you enter into this relationship, you never have to worry about being broken up. You never have to worry about him hanging up on you. You never have to worry about him walking away from you, because it's not in his character. Aren't you glad his character, even when you're sleeping, he's still blessing? Aren't you glad in his character? When you feel low in spirit, he raises you up. Aren't you glad in your spirit when your physical flesh can't do something that his superior power, all surpassing power, is in you to accomplish all things? Do not lose heart, my sisters and brothers. Do not lose heart, no matter what you feel and what you're going through. The Bible says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. What are you facing on today that will make you feel like God is not with you? What are you facing on today that makes you think that the world is caving in? What are you facing today that makes you think you will never be able to accomplish all he has for you? I just want to let you know, he's God, he's good, and he'll never forsake you. He's always with you. I encourage you, if you don't know the Lord today in the pardon of your sins, I want to share with you how to get and make this informed decision. Understand that he died and he rose for you and for me. Understand in Romans 10, 9, and 10, it teaches us that we are to believe in our heart and confess with our mouth that he is Lord and we shall be saved. You can believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that he is Lord, and you can be saved. I want you to understand the power of that statement. But now when you say yes, that means you are eternally etched into the kingdom of God. That when you're there, no one can pluck you out. The only person can take you out of God's hands is you. Are you going to let you take yourself out of God's hands? Because that is the only way you can be plucked out. The other thing is your unbelief. God is not a God that you say, I believe in you today, and then tomorrow you don't know his name. He is an eternal God. He is a majestic God. He is a powerful God that lives in you and me. And when we commit to him, he's committed to us. He will never, ever tell us that he will do something and never show up. So on today, when you think about your faith, when you think about the things of God, when you think about how important it is for you to be in the body of Christ, I only ask my sisters and my brothers that you keep your mind focused on your commitment. Don't let this world, don't let your job, don't let your school, don't let your church, don't let the community, don't let anybody keep you from your eternal God. Whenever you don't have loyalty to something, you'll prone yourself to whatever's available. Whenever you don't have respect for something, You'll prone yourself to whatever is available. Whenever you don't have love for something or someone, you'll prone yourself to whatever is available. Now, depending on what environment you're in, you can prone yourself to some stuff. The Bible first began talking about deception and lies. Don't live a lie that you get caught up in the lie and then ask and say to God that he hurt you because you were the liar from the beginning. He warns us to live a truthful life because you never know when your sins will find you out. So he says in the second verse, rather we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. This is why when you come onto the Just For You podcast, we talk about you having your own Bible. We want you to listen to the podcast, but we need you to follow along. Why? Because when you read the word for yourself, then you now have knowledge. You now can make an informed decision. You now can do what needs to be done that things will work out well for you in your life. I wanted to stop by today just to remind you how important it is to be an overcomer, how important it is to be who God created you to be. How important it is to stand firm on his word. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. That's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. So on today, I want to leave you without excuse. I want to leave you without games. I want to leave you without all the drama of this world and focus you in on a living and true God. We want you to understand he is God, he is real, and he lives. So I want you to think about all the things that the Word of God offers you. If you don't know him, while you have breath in your body, while you yet can live, move, and have your being, I advise you, implore you, and ask you to make that decision. As you make that decision, ask God to lead you to the right home, a church home that you need to be in. Don't just say yes and don't start studying and don't start following up with the word of God, because what will happen is your emotions will dry down and eventually you will fizzle out, and eventually before the same joy you had to receive him, you will lose it because you no longer stayed committed. Being with the Lord is a commitment. It is not an action we do because our families do it, or my dad or mom is the preacher, or it's something that makes me feel good, or it's something that gives me some strength when I need it, and I only go when I need it, but I never give him anything back. That's not the lifestyle of being saved. So I want to make sure you clearly understand that, because too often we misread what the Bible says about a committed relationship, which is why so many people do what the Bible says about falling away. They just fall away. They leave no kind of joy or peace with wanting to continue on with the Lord. They're quick to just fizzle out. But I guarantee you, if I sit down and ask them, when's the last time you read your word? They hadn't. I bet you if I sit down and ask them, when's the last time you prayed? They haven't. If I ask you, when was the last time you felt like the day you walked down the aisle to say to the preacher, I give my life to the Lord? Did you do it for the preacher? Did you do it for your church? Did you do it for a family member? Or did you have the Lord solely in mind when you made your decision? When you made that decision, did it cause you to be better? Did it cause you to open your heart to him a little bit more? Or did you just fizzle out? I pray today that you heard something that will keep you close, that will allow you to continue to stay close to the Lord. One thing I'm assured of on today, he has proven to me over and over again that no weapon formed will prosper. He has proved to me over and over again that he will not fail me. He has proved to me over and over again his love, his commitment, and his heart for me. And I know if he's, oh my God, if he's done it for me, he's done it for you. So let's take a moment. I was reading this in my Moments of Grace book by Dr. Butler. It was teaching us that sometimes a moment of silence is necessary, because it's not to implore our current or our current atmosphere, but it is for us to understand his purpose, his divine will. Let's take a moment of silence to think about our decisions, think about our relationship, think about our lives, that he may be glorified and lifted up. So we say we appreciate him and we thank him. We give him all the glory and we ask that he be lifted up. Take a moment of silence. All right, I want to thank you for your moment of silence and acknowledgement for your peace and for your joy. I want to pray that this week's exhortation has been a blessing to you. I pray that the Lord will continue to shower you with his love, heal you, strengthen you, deliver you, whatever his perfect will is for you in your life, that you may be honored and lifted up. We are going to definitely continue to lift up his mighty name because he's worthy to be praised. I thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and we welcome your prayers. We welcome your input. We welcome your inboxes that you may be glorified and that you may have what you need. You know what? I trust God on today, and I want you to trust him too, because he's worthy of all the praise. I want you to know he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's always doing what he does best, and that is to love on you. Now, today, we're in the month of November. Praise God. And because we're in the month of November, we have new birthdays in the month of November. May God bless you. If your birthday is in the month of November, we are celebrating you. If your anniversary is in the month of November, perhaps you had a baby, something wonderful and gracious and godly has happened to you, we celebrate you. We recognize on the other end of the spectrum, there are times when our hearts are broken. There are times when we go through things, and we know that in doing that, that we need the Lord. There's nobody can do us like the Lord can in the time of trouble. So I want to remind you today that he is there. Let him provide for you. Let him help you. Let him lead you through everything you have to go through, that he may be glorified. Amen. I also want you to know there are a few announcements that we have for this week. On November 18th and 19th, I want you to mark your calendars for the Elation Honors Gala Weekend. This is when the Elation family comes together from all over the country to come and celebrate servant leaders that have done an outstanding job in their community and wherever they may be. They may be in the field of artistry. They could be in the field of doing various things in category, and we just want them to know they're doing a great job. So we're going to come together at the Drury Inn Brentwood at 8700 Eager Road in Brentwood, Missouri, And we're going to celebrate them beginning on Friday night, where those of you who do not know the Elation family, you get to meet Dr. Kimmy Robinson. You get to meet Bishop Ernest Richard. You get to meet our podcasters. You get to meet myself and my husband. You get to meet a lot of people, well, because we're going to have a meet and greet, and we're also going to have not only a meet and greet, but we're going to have our pastor's corner, which is now open mic with the Bishop and Company with Bishop Ernest Richard. And we'll also have in the house Beyond the Fence Entertainment. They're coming. They're going to bless us with their gifts and their talent, and they're going to do a marvelous concert. Who's the concert with? That's David Benson, Shade Stands. And we also have Will the DJ and DB Junior. He's going to be in the house as well. We want you to come out and support this effort. Also, we're going to have on Saturday our call to impact, our call to action impact workshops. Our speakers are going to be none other than Evangelist Cynthia Bennett and also Mr. Charles McCutcheon. That evening on November 19th, we're going to have our gala, which is our Elation Honors Gala. We want you to please lift up all the honorees. Hey, I hate to say it, I try to tell you, but we are sold out. I tell you, we're excited about it, and we definitely want everyone to be in the house that they can be blessed and lifted up. Amen. So just be encouraged, be strengthened, and loved on during this time. Not only that, we want to encourage you, if you are in need, to please go and support, be with the United Way. If you have any type of need, they will direct you to a resource that can assist you, and they will be able to give you the help that you need. You can find United Way throughout the United States online, and as well as you can in the St. Louis area. Dial 211, that's 211, and they will be able to come in and to help you. Also, we have Urban League St. Louis. They have over 55 programs, not only teachable programs, but they have programs, they have events, they have various components. If you need some additional assistance, we encourage you to go to the Urban League St. Louis. Get yourselves prepared. It's another year, another anniversary. I want to say the 75th anniversary for the St. Louis County Library. That's the St. Louis County Library. For more information, you can go to slcl.org. I also want to encourage you to make sure this season, we're coming into the month of November, where Thanksgiving is right around the corner. In St. Louis, we've experienced tragedy at the Central Visual and Performing Arts School. This is a key and a wonderful opportunity for people to show love. I want you to keep your mind focused and remember the families that were hurt and that have passed on, and to keep Central Visual and Performing Arts in your heart, in your prayers. Perhaps your loved one has passed away, or maybe they're just going through a hard time. We want you to know we're going to be praying for you. So continue to keep your minds focused on the Lord. Amen. I want to let you know on Monday night, you can hear Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. That's with Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Facebook Live. You'll hear us at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesdays, if the Lord says the same, meet us back here, same place, same time, on Elation Radio. You can hear us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright. I do want to update you and make sure everyone is aware that on Fridays, where we normally had our From Ashes to Beauty, beautiful segments that we had on Clubhouse, they are and will be not in existence, I should say. We are going to be on sabbatical until January. So please listen for the updated information to know how you can connect with us on From Ashes to Beauty on Clubhouse. You can still go on, download the app, join the group, and we'll be making information available to you in that group so that you can stay connected, and we're thankful for you taking the time. Well, listen, my time is up, and I just want to make sure that I give God the highest praise and thank him for all that he's done for us and thank him for what he's about to do. Keep everyone in your prayers. You never know what someone needs. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your family. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your church. October was Pastors Appreciation Month. Hey, did you appreciate your pastor? If not, you still have time. Don't let the month go by and think, oh, pastor's appreciation is gone. Appreciate your pastor while they're breathing, while they're living, and while they're still supplying word to you for you to live. Amen. Be a blessing to your pastor on this month. This is the month of Thanksgiving. You don't have to wait until a church anniversary, pastoral anniversary. Enjoy your pastors while you can. I want to encourage you, keep your relationships close in the Lord. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for your family members. Read your word. Make sure you stay solid in the word of God so that you can do what needs to be done. We say thank you. Now, I really want to encourage you to not only just continue to pray, I want you to lift up this elation, honors that God be glorified, that we have safe travel for those coming in and safe travel for them going back home. We want to pray that on Sunday morning, we are believing God to do a service. So if you don't have a church home, we're going to invite you to come and fellowship with us. That's Sunday morning on November 20th in the Sycamore Room at the Drury Inn Brentwood. Time will be announced. We'll make some posts on Facebook, but you're welcome to come and worship with us. We'd love to have you in the house. Well, there are no more announcements for me. We've had a great time in the Lord with the word. We ask that you continue to pray for us and lift us up in prayer. Hey, listen, if you'd like to get in contact with me, Pastor Michelle Wright, you can do so on Facebook. You can inbox me your prayer requests, your comments, whatever God has led you to do. Just go ahead, inbox me. I'll definitely get it, read it, pray for you, whatever God would allow us to do from that point, and we will be glad to connect with you. Maybe you said, I'm not on Facebook, but I'd like to still stay connected. You can stay connected with me with leadingright@gmail.com. That's leading like you're leading someone, and right like my last name, on gmail.com. Let me give it to you again. Leadingright. Leading like you're leading someone, right, like my last name, W-R-I-G-H-T, @gmail.com. I want to thank my husband and Miss Margaret for sitting in on this particular podcast. We appreciate you so very, very much. Thank you for your love and your support. I want to say thank you to our incredible, blessed, anointed Dr. Kimmy Robinson, one that is doing a great job with the Elation Radio, and she always says, girl, we're family. So I just want to say thank you, Dr. Robinson, for all that you are and all you continue to be for so many. And I want to say to you, the listener, thank you for taking time out, for listening in to the Just For You podcast. We love you. We appreciate you. And we know that God is going to bless you. Let's pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this time on the Just For You podcast. We ask that you are honored, lifted up, that you are blessed, and that you have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others, oh God. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you for being who you are in all of our lives. Thank you for the word on today to encourage us, to strengthen us, that we can run a little while longer. We can keep going forward and not backwards. We can keep looking to the hills from whence cometh our help. In all of our help, coming from you, the Lord thy God, which hath made the heaven and the earth. Forgive us all of our sins, and we forgive others. Save on today. Maybe there's someone that will hear this live or replay, and they say, I want to be closer to you. Save them on today. Heal them on today. Deliver on today. And lead them where you want them to be. And we will give you all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, because you alone are worthy of the praise. Thank you again for being with us, leading us, guiding us, and directing us. And thank you for having your way on this podcast as you do each and every time. We thank you and we praise you. Now, God, hear every unspoken request for anyone who's in need, for anyone who's crying out, for anyone who wants you to do just what you're doing. We say thank you and we praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastors Michelle. Why, right? You know, Pastor Don was here. I was going to throw him in. But I just want to say thank you. Husband, do you want to give some remarks or tell the people hi? Okay.
Good evening, everybody. How you doing? I'll just ask that you continue to pray for us as we continue to grow stronger in the Lord. Thank God for another day, and thank God for life, health, and strength on today. Amen.
Amen. You want to say something, Marvin? Would you like to say anything? Tell the people hi, and God bless them. Okay. Miss Margaret's shaking her head. She says yes. Okay. Well, we love you. We're going to sign up now. May God bless you. Meet us again here Wednesdays on Elation Radio at 8. I'm sorry, you can meet us on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. May God bless you and may you be empowered and strengthened through the Word of God. God bless. Hallelujah.
If I broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the myth and know something I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore. to the end of me. I've come to the end.